the hunt is on for lead pipes in Detroit. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Flint officials still don't know where all the city's lead service lines are. That's because the building records were in horrible shape. Back in April, we reported that Flint wasn't alone. We found at least a dozen other cities in Michigan with the same problem. Their records also don't show how many lead water pipes they have or where they are. Lindsay Smith reports, in Detroit, workers are trying to verify the old records.
After the news broke about Flint, Elaine Houston says she started buying bottled water to drink sometimes. And she lives in Detroit, not Flint. But she knew the home with the brick fireplace she fell in love with was almost 80 years old. And she worried her water might have lead in it, too. So she was excited to get a pamphlet at a town hall meeting. It said the city of Detroit was testing water for lead.
And so I, you know, take time, and I was reading. I said, oh, they checked the water. And so I called that number.
And last week, the city sent Michael D'Angelo Calloway, a water department employee, to her house to figure out if she had a lead service line.
Hey, how are you?
Houston led Calloway downstairs into the basement.
Watch a step going down.
Yes, ma'am.
Calloway pokes the water pipe coming out of the basement floor with a magnet. Scrapes at it a little with his thumbnail, knocks on it with his flashlight.
This is probably copper. Because, see, lead is so flexible that if this was lead, I could actually bend it. That's definitely not lead. I'm 100% sure that's not lead.
It's good news for Houston, and it's a good data point for the city of Detroit. Elin Batanzo is an expert on lead in water. Detroit hired her back in June.
We estimate service line material based on the year the home first got water service.
Lead was more commonly used in plumbing before the health hazards were widely known. Older homes, more likely to have lead lines. Detroit estimates there are roughly 100,000 lead service lines left in the ground. But that number is just a guess based on the age of the housing stock in Detroit. Batanzo says the assumption is if a home was built before 1945, it has a lead pipe. But she hasn't found documentation to back that up yet. So how far off is the assumption?
The majority of plumbing cards don't indicate material.
So
I mean, we've got records. They just don't indicate material. So interpret that however you want.
Batanzo has dug through the city's archives, found different copies of the plumbing code. She discovered that private contractors were allowed to install lead service lines through 1968.
So there's a lot that could be going on, but we don't know yet.
Batanzo says sorting out where lead lines remain is slow going. In the meantime, she helped Detroit test for lead in water this summer. Usually this testing is only done once every 3 years, but Detroit decided to do it this summer, a year earlier than required, in light of everything going on in Flint. The results are not in yet. Because Elaine Houston's home didn't appear to have a lead service line, the city did not test her water. When I called her this week, I could tell she was a little disappointed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I want a sample, you know, just to clear my mind, you know. But when I'm able enough, you know, I'm going to go and get one myself.
Eventually, Elaine Batanzo said they'd like to be able to offer water tests to more people in Detroit who want them. But for now, the focus is on finding lead lines and doing comprehensive, not random, testing. That way, city leaders can have a better picture of where the risks are. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.